Hey guys, Rob here from the Big Red Express, episode 220 coming your way, but got to talk about the great response we've been getting for all our interview Thursdays. A couple weeks ago, we had Ryan Elrod on. Last week, we had Travis Williams on. This week, we've got Alex Anderson in his first ever podcast interview. He joins the Big Red Express, talks about his training, what's it like to be back at the games, what's it like being a part of one of the fittest families in the history of CrossFit. His dad, a former Masters Games champ, and so many more things that you guys will want to miss. You will not want to miss the interviews that we have coming up as well. I'm not going to tell you right now, but it's going to have to keep you tuned in. Go subscribe on iTunes and follow us there. Also, guys, got to give a huge shout out to all the sponsors that make this podcast possible every single week for you guys to do this. If it wasn't for them, we couldn't do this podcast. Huge shout out to RX Pro Shop. They've got the largest selection of stand socks in the entire state of Virginia. So go check them out. They're located in front of Chesapeake, CrossFit Chesapeake, and Hampton Roads. If you're in the area, make sure you go swing on by. Check us out. Check them out on Facebook and on Instagram as well at RX Pro Shop. Huge shout out to CrossFit Krypton and the Ben Smith Blueprint. Been partners with the podcast for a long time. I'm very good friends with Ben, as many of you guys know. He has kept track of all of his training over the last 9 to 10 years, and it is available for you guys to do right now. Just go to the Ben Smith Blueprint on Facebook, on Instagram, and check that out, or contact us and we'll get you in touch with the right people. Also, got to give a huge shout out to Burrito Perdido, located on Cedar Road in that Sunoco gas station across from that Hardee's. They've got the best food. It is organic. It is fresh. They make everything fresh daily for your enjoyment. If you tell them we sent you, they'll hook you up with a free thing of chips and salsa for your troubles. Such a great company. Such a great, great place to go eat. They're open from Tuesdays to Sunday, from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., and that's the best place that you'll ever go for a meal. Man, what a week it's been. I just got back from Superfit Lorton yesterday, actually. The four-person teams, I'm excited to announce that it's been a great Superfit season yet. We got it's just the beginning, too. I think this is only the third event. We had Superfit Raleigh, first event, and then Hampton Roads, and then Superfit Lorton this past weekend. Man, I love going to those events. I love it. I love meeting new people and doing so much. It's just so much fun to go up there and to really enjoy the atmosphere and to enjoy the community that has been such a life-changing thing for me in general. So a huge shout out to Jamie and all those guys at Superfit for putting those things together every single week. It's been such an honor and such a privilege to be able to continue to build that relationship with Superfit and be bigger and better than ever and try to grow that brand as they go. But this week, guys, I'm going to be talking about failure in CrossFit. And the reason I bring this up is that Camilla Blanc-Bazinet, as many of you guys probably follow her on Facebook or on Instagram. And if you don't follow her on Instagram, go follow her. She just posted a great thing a couple of days ago. And if you don't know what her handle is, go to Instagram. It's Camille L. Baz. And this is what she posted. She posted a video montage of all the, you know, her failing Olympic lifts and all that jazz. And this is what she said. She said, "It's not always pretty. I fail a lot, but I never stop trying." Then she got a bunch of hashtags in there. She says, "I like to think as failure as opportunity to grow. It's always how you see things, and there's no such thing as failing, but rather having the opportunity to learn something and get better." I look at this, and we talked about failure and the way that, you know, athletes portray themselves on social media, on so many things out there, that you think these athletes are larger than life. And we've talked about it on Chalk Talk. We've talked about it numerous times, and it's a subject that keeps coming up because I think it is so important that you understand that these different, you know, all sorts of athletes, all sorts of people go into, you know, these competitions and they go to training, and then if they don't perform in the way they want to, they think it's a failure. They think it's a way that, you know, oh, I'm going to be awful at this, or I'm not doing what I want to, or, you know, there's so many things that you can point to that say, all right, well, that's stupid. But I look at failure as the complete opposite. I look at failure, and we're all on episode 220. And yes, I'm not saying the last 219 episodes have been flawless. There have been some mistakes. There have been obviously quality issues that we've had from episode to episode. And there are some episodes that, you know, I get up and I'm just like, you know what? Maybe I shouldn't do this. You know, there are times when I look at my job and what I do for this podcast, and I'm just like, maybe I'm not that good. Maybe there's no one listening out there, but I think I'm only talking to a couple of people out there, and I love the people that come up to me and say, I love the podcast, you're a celebrity. Now I'm just like, I don't know about that, but I love doing that because it shows me that people are out there listening. People are out there listening to this podcast, paying attention to this podcast, and actually care about what is going on. And that kind of translates very interesting to the Cole CrossFit community and CrossFit athletes. I think it's a very big thing for Camila Blanc-Bazaneda to go out there as one of the most recognizable games athletes ever. You know, she's a former champion. She's been to the games multiple times. As of late, she hasn't really had the best performances that I know she wants to have, but I know she's working to get back up to the top of her game. And I think right now, especially in the transition between regionals and the CrossFit games, you look at so much and you're just like, you know what, maybe I'm not doing something right. Or you go on social media and all these games athletes are posting their videos of their made lists, or they're posting videos of, you know, them working out all the time and how great they feel and how excited they are for the CrossFit games and all that jazz. When most of the time, probably about that happens maybe 75% of the time. And I like to dissect this because, and I like to talk about it because I think so many people out there think they have to post every success they ever have on social media, either Instagram, Facebook, wherever, and they forget that you can post your bad stuff too. There are going to be days out there where you don't have a good day of training. It happens literally to everyone. I don't think you could go into someone, whether it's a Ben Smith, whether it's a Rich Froning, whether it's a Matt Frazier, and ask them, do you go into every single day 100% loving what you do and wanting to train? I doubt you're going to say, you're going to get from someone, yes. Because there are going to be days when you force yourself to go to the gym that maybe you just want to not go. Maybe you don't want to go to the gym. Maybe you don't want to work out. Maybe you don't want to do something that you have to do, but you have to go do it anyway, because obviously for most of these athletes, the top tier athletes, it's their job. And then, of course, they're going to post about it, and it turns out to be sometimes a good day, sometimes it's not a good day, but most of the time, they're not going to post anything on Facebook if it's not a good day. And I think, you know, these opportunities and the things that kind of stand out to me are the athletes that do post their failures on Instagram, on social media. And I think that's so important because failure is a must. And that's the name of this episode. That's the title of this episode, is failure is a must in order to get better. Failure isn't failure just because you failed something. Failure could be something that you go into, maybe not 100%. Maybe you do something, or maybe it doesn't meet up to the expectations that you wanted to that day. That can be failure. Maybe you didn't hit a lift that you wanted to hit. Maybe you didn't PR. Maybe you didn't get a place in a competition that you wanted to get. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't post about it. That doesn't mean you shouldn't, you know, say that, okay, all right, this sucks. This isn't, you know, what I wanted to do. This isn't what I thought the result was going to be. That doesn't mean you should give up on everything. No, that means you should work harder, because failure is an opportunity to learn how to get better, how to better yourself. And I know this, the tone of my voice is kind of coming across as an opportunity and a kind of a motivational speech, but when you're talking about the topic of failure, it is kind of an it can be become an emotional speech. It can become an inspirational speech to millions of people out there, whoever listens to this podcast, that it is okay to fail. Not just with CrossFit, but with life. There are going to be times in your life where you're going to be at the lowest of lows. You're going to be like, I failed at life. But you're going to be like, okay, maybe right now, this is the where I'm supposed to be. I go through it every day. There are so many people out there, and you see so many articles like, oh, I thought I'd be here in my life at this age. I thought I'd be here in my life at that age. I thought I'd be doing this with my life. I thought I'd be married with kids, all that stuff. And you don't even realize how good you either have it, what situation you are, or that, you know what, you probably are super young or young enough that you don't even have to worry about that right now. Now, failure is a must, not just for CrossFit, not just for training, but just for life in general. And I know this is a CrossFit podcast, but I hope this is a life podcast for many people out there. I hope they listen to this. This is a part of their daily routine or their weekly routine where they download this on iTunes, available for free on iTunes Podcast. And they listen to it, and it's just kind of a way to unwind. I hope the things that I say connect with some people, because I've been through so much. I've had so much failure in my life that no matter what happens, I kind of have to try to get back up, whether it's a good day at the gym or whether it's I just get up and I feel better about myself, or I feel better about what is ahead of me. It could be the worst day ahead of me, but if you wake up and you say to yourself, man, I'm going to attack today because yesterday wasn't what I wanted it to be, the day before that wasn't, or maybe yesterday was amazing, I want to top that. You got to think about that in life and in training. I'm going to try to bring it full circle to wrap things up. It's going to be a quicker podcast today, but I know it's kind of a holiday week. And the summer's starting to get, so the shorter episodes are easier for all those people that are used to commuting to work, and now it's summer break, and you can kind of relax a little bit. But I look at this more because of training. And I've talked about it before. I'll talk about it again. I will probably talk about it once again later on. But failure isn't a bad thing. It's the way that you react to that failure is the thing that can become the bad thing. Don't just going back to it. If Rich Froning did not fail on that legless rope climb, he may have been a 5 times Gabe champion. If Matt Frazier wouldn't have gotten second place the last 2 years before he won it in 2016, maybe he wouldn't have even won it in 2016. You need to take the failures that come in life and in your training and use them to motivate you to become a better athlete, a better person, a better friend, whatever it may be. Use the failures in life. Use the failures in your training. Use the missed lifts. Use the opportunities that aren't PR moments, because you're not always going to have a PR every single time you step into the gym. Whether you're the best athlete or the worst athlete, doesn't matter. You're never going to have a PR every time you go into that gym. Use the times where you don't get a PR. Use the times where maybe your 70% max feels like your 1 rep max. Use those days to be like, okay, what do I need to focus on? What do I need to work on? What do I need to change in order to make myself better? I think Camille puts it a perfect way. Use the failures as an opportunity to learn how to get better. Don't use those failures as a chance to get down on yourself because, oh, I should have made that lift. I should have placed first in that competition. I should have done better in that competition. Don't let that failure build up in you and then all of a sudden you're just done. Use that failure to motivate yourself to become a better person, to become a better human being, to become a better everything. A better CrossFit athlete, a better friend, a better mother, a better father, a better child, better, you know, sister, brother. It doesn't matter. Any forms of life that you want to be, use failure whether it's now, later, whether it's past failure, to motivate yourself and to learn how you can be better for the next time. Don't fail once in the gym and say, I'm done. Don't fail once in the gym and say, you know what? I give up on CrossFit. Don't fail once in the gym or don't weigh in, you know, at a weight that you may be upset about and then just be like, oh, there's no point in doing any of this. Don't do that because that is when you've ultimately failed. It's taking the failures that you've had before, it's taking the failures that are going to happen in life and using them in a positive light to spin them in a direction that is a glass half full mentality. That it's like, I don't care that I failed yesterday. I'm going to make sure I go into the gym and do everything that I can to make sure I don't fail today. I'm going to use the failures that happened yesterday, that happened last week, to make me a better person, to make me a better CrossFitter, to make me a better athlete, a better individual than I was the day before when that quote-unquote failure happened. I've done it before. I'm going to do it again. I challenge you that if you are a CrossFit athlete and you film yourself for social media, you film yourself for Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, whatever the case may be, I challenge you to film yourself every day for a week when you're working out, whether it's lifting, whether it's, you know, working, doing a Metcon, whatever. I challenge you that you don't post a good thing about your training. You post maybe a negative thing that came out of your training. And if you don't have one this week, I promise you there's one coming soon. But let everyone out there know that it's okay to fail. Not everyone gets PRs all the time. Not everyone is at 100%, 100% of the time. But it's the way that you react to the failures in life, the failures in the gym that make you a better person and helps you learn about the opportunities that are ahead of you, not just in the gym, not just that as an athlete, but in your personal life too. This was probably one of my more real episodes because I've been through it all. I've had failures in life that I thought was the end of the world, but then how I bounced back shows you what kind of person you truly are. I challenge you to be a better person than you were yesterday. Love someone more than you did, than you loved them yesterday. Be a better athlete than you were the last time you worked out, the last time you did something. And if you fail, don't just think it's over. Learn from that failure because it's an opportunity to get better. Thanks, guys. This has been episode 220 of the Big Red Express. Make sure you tune in this Thursday for our interview Thursday with Alex Anderson, his podcast debut. He has never been on a podcast before until the Big Red Express sat down with him and chatted with him about his journey and how much he's looking forward to being a part of the CrossFit Games this year. Next week on Tuesday, special episode for July 4th, we're going to be talking to Pip from 555 Fitness, and we're going to be talking about all the great things that 555 Fitness has going on. A special July 4th episode, and you guys will not want to miss out on that. Thanks, guys, so much. Have a great rest of your week. We will talk to you on Thursday when our exclusive interview with Alex Anderson comes out. Have a great week, guys.